With only a couple of weeks left in this particular session, Senator, a lot of time spent today as we tape on Thursday on Senate Bill 540, which is a transportation tax.
That's right. There's little disagreement across the state that we need to increase funding for transportation in Missouri. We have roads that are past where we should be maintaining them and bridges that are seriously in need of repair. We've got some bridges, according to senators in testimony, that are shut down because they've fallen below the safety requirements that we need for those bridges. And so there's no question we need to spend some major money on transportation infrastructure. The real debate that has happened this year is over how to find the revenue to do that. Most of our constituents will remember that there was a proposal for a sales tax increase for transportation. It was soundly defeated. I think four out of my five counties all voted against it. One county just barely voted for it. And so that was a clear statement by the public that they didn't like that. I don't know if it was because they didn't want that much of a sales tax increase, whether they didn't like a sales tax increase, period, what it was, but that was a pretty clear message there. The change in Senate Bill 540 was that it moved to a fuel tax, which certainly aligns itself more clearly with infrastructure needs. Our fuel tax is low compared to some of our neighboring states. That is true. It hasn't been raised in a long time. That is true. I don't know that that justifies taking more money from the taxpayer, but those are facts that help at least sell a proposal to increase the fuel tax. And so there was a proposal that was advertised, and I expect everyone listening had received one or more mailers that proposed 2+2+2, 2 cent sales tax this year, 2 cent sales tax next year, and 2 cent sales tax the year after that, for a total of 6 cent fuel tax increase in Missouri, which theoretically would have still kept us at or near our neighboring states in terms of fuel taxes. The proposal was changed on the floor from a 2+2+2, a 3-year program, to a 1-year, 2 cent sales tax increase. Some believe that was to avoid the impact of the Hancock Amendment. There are those that say, well, no, the Hancock Amendment wasn't violated, and it was just because it was going to be an easier bill to pass and for the public to understand. My position throughout was that because of the sound rejection of the sales tax, that it would make sense for us to send any new taxes relative to the roads back to a vote of the people and let them decide if they liked a 2 cent gas tax increase or even a 2+2+2 and would vote for that or not. I think there was a reluctance to do that by the senator that was handling the bill and maybe some of the others that had joined him in that bill. The other proposal that some of my colleagues and I had tried to work on was to simply make it revenue neutral. And in fact, a formula had been developed to reduce the income tax of those paying the least amount. It would have been those that are the poorest that would have seen a relief in their income tax in order to help offset the increase in fuel taxes. And it was supposed to be revenue neutral so that we raised approximately the same amount of money with fuel tax, sent that to the roads, reduced the income tax by a similar amount. That way, it would not be an increase of taxes, and I would have felt much more comfortable with that and would have been able to support that, partly because the survey that my office sent out, the responses were fairly significant, and about 40% of the respondents said they wanted to see a reprioritization of the state budget rather than an increase in taxes. That would have accomplished that. We would have been taking money out of GR, moving it into transportation, and would have had the same amount of money in transportation as the proposal of a 2 cent sales and tax increase. The next closest preferred option in the survey I sent out was actually toll roads. It was only about half as many respondents that preferred the toll roads as there were that preferred the reprioritization of spending. I had helped hold the bill up, hoping that we could force the sponsor to send it to a vote of the people or to make it revenue neutral. We weren't able to do that. Ultimately, there were some other options were made. Some of the taxes were shifted around. I agreed that I would not continue to filibuster the bill if that amendment was accepted, but I still feel like that it's not a bill that I could support as it was. So I voted against it. It will now move on through the process, and we'll see where it goes from here. I think it's been a little bit complicated even in the work process, so I'm not sure just exactly what's going to happen. But I can't help but believe in a $26 billion budget, which is what we're dealing with now, and we're trying to raise approximately $75 million with the 2 cents. About $54 million of that would actually end up with MoDOT, And in a $26 billion budget where we're spending almost $6 billion on education, we're spending, where MoDOT is already spending over $2 billion, and where the welfare programs of the state will add up to probably close to $14 billion, that we can't find $40 million in the general revenue budget to move into transportation and be able to fund that need that way. So I still feel like we're a long ways from where we should be in terms of addressing this problem long term, and I hope we'll continue to work, and next year maybe we can come up with a better long-term solution.